Get it from a little group at the top.
Dear friends, we are a group of ministers who come here to speak to you about the state of the nation, but also the message of the Bible. What does the Bible say? And what does God say about the state of the decline of this nation and people who live in here? But also we could say it's the same in other countries, in other nations. But I hope you are thankful for walking about in a country that you have freedom of religion, freedom of conscience, you have freedom of speech. You ask yourself, where did United Kingdom get its freedoms from? It certainly didn't get its freedom from atheism. It didn't get its freedoms from Islam. It didn't get its freedoms from anything else other than the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. But what has happened to this nation? What has happened to United Kingdom, my friends? It has come into a great darkness. It has come into a state of great decline, spiritually speaking. Everything seems to be going undone in this country of United Kingdom. Truth is traded for many things. Truth is traded for people's opinions, passing fads, people changing their opinions from this to that. Children are confused and lonely. They're stuck on social media and on their phone. Maybe that is your problem too. The families are falling apart. There is divorce everywhere. Relationships breaking up. Why is that? Why is it that relationships, marriages are falling apart? It has nothing to do with the fact that people are more religious. My friends, this country, is it less religious or more religious? It is less religious. Its belief in God is very much gone. And people ask themselves, why is it that relationships are breaking up? Why is there bullying in schools? You may shake your head, sir, but you have to answer the question, why are we morally so corrupted in this nation? What is the solution? What is the solution for moral decline, dear friends? Even this year, just a few weeks ago, in the houses behind me, there was a debate going on about the murder of unborn children. We call it abortion. We call it health care. We call it woman's choice. But that baby in a mother's womb is being discussed right now for it to become law that from the week 24 to the birth, the mother can kill their own child in her own womb. That is awful, my friend. That is going through the House of Commons right now. It is true. You look it up. A few weeks ago, it was being discussed about the murder of those who are feeling weak or those who are having some kind of an illness. They want to end their life. You ask yourself, why are we having a culture of death? Where is that idea coming from? That we have a culture of death and it is becoming law in this land. It is awful. When we should be for life, when we should be for hope, giving hope to the people. What do we say to them? Oh, you can end your child's life in your womb, or you can end your own life if you feel that there is no hope for you. The laws concerning freedom of speech, it is being questioned right now. We are being told, my friends, there are certain things you cannot speak about. If it is offensive to the people, we are told that you shouldn't be speaking about these things. But my friends, I come from a country where Christianity is banned and Christians cannot have a Bible and they are thrown into prison for the Christian faith. That is Islam for you, my friends. That is, if you want to apply these things, you find yourself that nothing other than the Christian faith based on the Bible that gives us freedom. Because you know what Jesus Christ said? It's the truth that shall set you free. That is what Jesus Christ said. He will set us free.
Don't say hi.
Sorry?
Just to say
hi. Oh, praise God. Thank you. Thank you.
Remember?
Yes, I know. My friends, isn't it a wonderful thing that we have officers to come and say hello to me? That would never happen in my country of Iran. It will never happen to me. I would get handcuffed and thrown into prison. That's what would happen to me. But praise God for living in a country where we have these freedoms. Praise God for that. I hope you thank a Christian and thank somebody who has a Bible for the freedoms that you enjoy. Go and give a Christian a hug, because the things that we enjoy in this country is because of the Bible, because of the Word of God. You see, it is the Word of God, the Bible, that sets people not just free amongst themselves, but it sets us free from the judgment of God. You see, my friends, the laws of our country, United Kingdom, that is so much becoming anti-life. It has become pro-death. We live in a pro-death society. These laws of this country, my friends, demonstrates that there is something wrong with the heart of people. Not just with the MPs, but with the heart of people, with my heart, with your heart, my friends. Maybe it is easy to blame the government for our problems. It is easy to blame other people for our problems. But what about us? What about you? Have you ever thought to tell lies to people? Have you ever thought to end the life of an unborn child? Maybe you have become pregnant and you think to yourself, well, I can't cope with that. So you take a pill, a morning after pill, or you take some other drug, and that life is ended. Have you ever thought, maybe you've done that, my friends? So we can blame the government for passing certain laws, but what about us? Have you ever thought about cheating in your exam? Were you always truthful when you were putting in the form your tax return? Have you always been faithful to your spouse in your relationship? Have you watched pornography? Do you do that? That is an epidemic in our society, my friend. Watching things that are shameful. We would blush if our mother opens the door and sees us watching pornography. But that is what's happening in our society, my friends. And it is a shameful thing. Have you ever been unkind to someone? Have you hated someone? All of these things are telling you and me that we have a heart that is wrong. We have a bad record before the Holy God, and we have a bad heart. How can I fix it? How can I change my sinful heart? Have you ever thought about that? Somebody asked me over 20 years ago. They asked me, how? What will you answer on that final day with all of your sins? And I would ask you the same question. What would you do with your sins on that final day? The answer is this. If you want a solution, because we have no answer. We have no excuse. We have made our choices. We have sown things in our lives and we reap the corruption of it. We reap the consequences of it. But what is the solution? How can I have my sins forgiven? By going to church? No. By simply reading the Bible? No. By going and kissing the toe of the Pope? No. None of those things. By confessing my sins to a priest? No. By going to a temple and burning incense? None of those things will wash away my sins. But do you know what washes away my sins? The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son. That washes away my sins. That will do it. That will do it.
Amen.
Do you know Him? Do you know Jesus Christ? You know, He did nothing wrong to anybody. He did everyone good, but they crucified Him on the cross. They crucified Him. For what kind of a people? For people like you and me. For sinners. My friends, I hope you're not a self-righteous person who you look and laugh and mock. I hope you're not like what I used to be, mocking at people who were sincere about the Bible and the Word of God. You see, we live in a society, people think they are all right, but you have to ask them a few questions. Just ask a few questions of your own self. What is going on in your heart? What is going on in your life, my friends? You are maybe lonely. You have religion, but lonely. You do not know God. You do not know the God who has made you. You are saying prayers. You go to the mosque, but you don't know God. This is amazing. Being religious and being without God. Having many things, doing many things, and yet not being sure, would you be found in heaven on that final day? Would you have your sins forgiven on that final day? My friends, the only solution is found in the message of Jesus Christ. Do you know him, or do you only use his name as a swear word? Have you ever asked yourself, why is it that nobody says, oh my Allah, or oh my Buddha? Why do they use the name of Jesus Christ? It is because there is an innate hatred in my heart. I used to do that. I used to say that myself about the God of heaven. My friends, we are pleading with you. We are speaking to you about your never-dying soul. And when you put your head on the pillow tonight, you ask yourself, where am I with God? Do I know him? What about my sins? What am I going to do with my sins? You've become religious, maybe. Maybe you have forsaken the things of religion. Maybe you have become so irreligious and say, maybe there is no God. But then who has made this world? Who has made the heavens and the earth? My friends, the fingerprint of God is everywhere. But we blind ourselves. We presume that it doesn't exist. We can fill our heart and fill our eyes with things to distract us. We go from people to people, relationship to relationship, job to job. But still there is no peace in my heart. You take drugs, you go and drink alcohol to make you forget things, to make you a little happy. But the happiness doesn't stay. It doesn't last, my friend. And you know it is true. How many times have you done these things? How many times have you tried to, through religion, through relationships, through taking things, through immersing yourself in work or in sport, you have become maybe a god. You've made a god of health, a god of a sport. But still it is not satisfying you. Still it is going nowhere in your life. You are back again in this rat race of life. What is the answer? You don't know Jesus Christ, but you must know him. You must know him, my friend. So we beg of you, if you haven't got a Bible, we'll give you one for free. We don't want your money. We don't want anything from you. But we are here to tell you about Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who died on the cross so that sinners might be forgiven. Isn't that amazing? It is amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. The psalmist spoke about this with all of his troubles, with all of his needs. He says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Imagine this, that a poor sinner could say, I need nothing in this world. If I have God, if I have his forgiveness, if I have Jesus Christ, my friends, I am at peace with God. I can die tonight knowing that I will open my eyes in heaven. Can you say that for sure? Or you would have to say, well, I haven't done enough. I don't know if I've done enough good works. My friends, you know in your heart of heart that there is a God in heaven. That is why you fear death. That is why you are taking the supplements. That is why you're trying to be religious in some ways outwardly, but you know in your heart there's a void. There's a void. And what can fill that void, my friends? You can ignore these things. You can brush it to one side. But my friends, there would be moments in your life that suddenly dawns on you, maybe there is a God. I want to remind you, I want to say to you, and at that point say, I need to find who is Jesus Christ. I need to know who is he. He is the Son of God. This is what the Bible says. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Imagine that. It means I don't have to go to Mecca anymore. It means I don't have to go to Rome anymore. It means that I don't have to go to the mosque anymore or to the confession anymore. I can go to Jesus, who is a living Savior. He knows me. He will not leave me. He will not forsake me. My friends, you can do yoga. It will not satisfy you. You'll have to do it again and again just to get a little good feeling. You can take the drink. It will not satisfy you. You can find new friends. It will not satisfy you. As a Christian minister, I take funerals. Sometimes it is very, very sad indeed when I see people who may have been religious, but they didn't know their sins forgiven. Your religion will not save you, but only Jesus Christ can give you peace with God. Do you know what he did? He died for sinners like you and me. That is what he did. That's what, how much he loved us. That he gave himself for us. He loved us and gave himself for us. Hallelujah. How we praise God for these things. Amen. Do you know Jesus Christ? Ultimately, my friends, it will not be about how much you have. I have known of millionaires who were dying, and they just would give anything to have another week of this life. I have known people who were very healthy. I know just now a lady in her early 40s dying of cancer. She had given her life for health and training and exercise. But then now she is dying. But praise God, she says, I want to see Jesus Christ. I know him, that he has forgiven me all my sins. He's changed my heart. And that is the most important thing to me, she said to me. How wonderful it is. But there are some people who are dying, and all they hold on to is their religion and what they have done. But my friends, nothing that you can do is good enough to earn your way to heaven or to have your sins forgiven. But Jesus Christ paid the price for our sins. Don't forget his name. When you are dying, don't forget his name. Call upon Jesus Christ, my friends. The Bible says this, that if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our trespasses, our sins. My friends, you might say, no one will receive me. Jesus would receive you. He says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. My friends, our parliament, the government in this land, it continues to deteriorate spiritually. These powers behind us, it continues to deteriorate. They will not be able to save you. They will not be able to save you, but they're answerable to God one day. All the kings of this world, one day will bow to Jesus Christ. Every king shall bow. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue will confess Jesus Christ to be Lord, my friends. So these people behind us, they make up so many of the laws, but they do not use the law of God of the Bible to make our laws, and they're answerable to it. So when they pass a law against free speech and say, I would not be able to preach here anymore, my friends, they would be answerable to God. When they will pass a law and say that you can kill someone if they are depressed, if they have some kind of an illness, and they allow such things, then, my friends, they're answerable to God. The blood of the innocent will cry out, and our government and people who do such things will give an answer. Those who are murdering their own children in their mother's womb, they will give an answer for that. But my friends, we are telling you, and you may have committed those things. You may have aborted your child. But we are saying there is forgiveness with God to all those who repent and trust in Jesus Christ. You see, He is such a lover of man that He gave Himself for them. He is such a lover of men and women that before we ever knew Him,
Amen.
He gave Himself for us. He knew us, my friends. We are here with a good message because we are living in a bad world, in a sinful world. But praise God, there is hope in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
There is hope for this nation, but it's not found in legislations. It is found in the person of Jesus Christ Himself. We commend Him to you. We beg of you, don't be ignorant of Jesus Christ. There was a time I would laugh at preachers like this, and then I became one myself. I used to mock people like that. I would say, what a fool you are. I'm a scientist. I know what I believe. We've been created by evolution. We came through a big bang. My friends, if there is a massive explosion, does it bring about law and order? It doesn't. It produces chaos. So a person believing such things must have so much faith. Must have so much faith. And I don't have that kind of a faith. But my friends, I believe in a designer. Like I see a building and I see there was an architect behind that. I can see there were builders behind that. I don't know their name, but I know they were there. This building was designed. But my friends, this world, your eye, your ear, they had to all be there together. And there is a wonderful God, and He made us. He is a triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And the one who would save you, who died for sinners like you, His name is Jesus Christ, the Lord. Praise be His name. We commend Him to you, my friends. And we ask you to think on these things. Please take a leaflet from one of our friends. Please take a Gospel of John. We would give you a Bible, free of charge. Please take it and read it for yourself. This is the word of eternal life. May God bless you. And may the Lord have mercy upon this land. For our only hope is found in Jesus Christ alone. Amen.
Amen. Amen.